Scripture reading today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 31. It talks about the different talents that we have, as we are all one church, but everybody brings something to the table. Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are a variety of services, but the same Lord. There are a variety of activities, but the same God, who has activated all of them in everyone. To each is given a manifestation of the Spirit for a common good. To one is given through the Spirit of the utterance of wisdom, and to another, the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. And to another, the faith of the same Spirit, and to another, gifts of healing by one Spirit. And to another, the workings of miracles. And to another, prophecy. And to another, discernment of spirits. And to a variety of kinds of tongues. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one, it has many members. And all of the members of the body, though many, are one body, so as it is with Christ. For the Spirit was there baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink from one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot were to say, "Because I am not the hand, I do not belong to the body," and that would not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear would say, "I am not the eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as God has arranged the members of the body, each one of them he has chosen. If all were a single member, we would all be. As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need for you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need for you." On the contrary, all members of the body seem to be weaker or indispensable. And for those members of the body that we think are less honorable, we clothe with greater honor. And with less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this, but God has arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member. There may be no dissension within the body, as the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed you in the church, first as apostles, prophets, third teachers, then in deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you still more excellent way. This is the word of our Lord.